keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein for two segments. Josh, the thing that really stands on my mind with the news the last few days is that the articles of impeachment have been transferred by Nancy Pelosi to the Senate. And she's trying to see if she can get some kind of quid pro quo or get something from the Senate. Now, I'm not saying Trump is perfect because he has some personality defects, but the fact is I'm pretty sure he didn't commit a crime here. The problem I see is that the man, it's hard to get through to him, but whether it's a missile problem in Larchila Island, the hydrofracking, which causes frack wakes and GMO foods, and the fact that he's using even some of his personal salary to fight the opioid addictions. But we have to understand that the drug cartels are run by SAD, Special Activity of the CIA. He's working on a treaty with the Chinese, but he's left the back door so they can hack into our tech companies, and according to Gordon Chang, he should make sure as an executive order that the companies can use blockchain encryption so that the Chinese can't hack in and grab and steal everything, because every treaty we've had with the Chinese, they do not comply with. They actually just sign it and then move on and do whatever the hell they want to do. So I'm concerned about what's going on with Trump. I think he's going to sail through this. In fact, the more they attack him, the more he's likely to be reelected. The problem is with whether he's going to do all the right things is another big question. And I don't know, it's still in my mind. I'm having a heck of a time in the last 2+ years to get, 2.5 years to get through to him about things that we know in the intel community. We've had other experts on, like Greg Ford just on a few minutes ago. Susan Lindauer, who was actually renditioned in May before 9/11 because she was a CIA agent who actually knew it was going to be planned. They were actually planning an inside job 9/11. And Barbara Honegger, I talked to over the weekend, she wants to be looking at a bunch of videos. They actually have a bunch of 43 lawyers opening up the can of worms in 9/11. So lots of things are going to happen this year. Well, I'm concerned, though, that is Trump going to do the right thing on the right areas? Or is he going to, on the one hand, kind of do things, but, I'm sure he's going to sail through this. The Democrats have committed suicide. But I'm worried about whether or not Trump's going to do the right thing for the American people. I'm still, the message to me is, he's a master at communications, but is he going to do what you and I want? I don't know. What do you think?
I think that, if you look at his track record from the past, every time someone has doubted him, he has come through. I think more than anything else, the president is a really good chess player, number one. Mm. Number two, the momentum is certainly in the Republicans' corner. When you end up doing, a $1.4 trillion deal that gives Planned Parenthood funding and, doesn't fund the wall and does all these pet projects for lobbyists, it's almost like having all the momentum on our side. The Democrats are defeated, they're dejected, and yet we toss them a lifeline when they're drowning in the swamp.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Do you? That's weird, isn't it?
What we should be doing is holding their head down until we see the bubble stop.
Right.
Politically, of course.
You must have watched Lethal Weapon or some other movie recently and saw them terminating somebody by holding their head under the water, right?
No, it's just a metaphor. I'm sure right wing.
I know, but I'm using that metaphor because I've seen it actually in a recent movie here.
Everybody.
Yeah, it was on Jack Ryan's movie there.
Politically speaking, we need to hold our heads under the water until the bubbles stop.
Yeah, it was on a Jack Ryan movie where the guy in Russia tried to kill him and he was visiting there.
Something like
I saw
that.
A few weeks ago. Yeah, and he saved himself by being an agent and shoving the guy's face under the water.
Well, let's not forget, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, right, technically?
Well, Die Hard is this one is a Jack Ryan one I saw a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't at Christmas time, but
yeah. Well, heck, then let's add this. I'd like to hold right wing watch's head underneath the water until the bubbles stop, politically, not physically.
Well, the problem is, you see,
let's see how we can shred here. Let's shred the line.
I'll tell you what I see. I see spin masters on the left and the right. The left are clumsy, overt, and stupid. And the spin masters on the right, like PNAC and so on, are much more clever, aren't they?
Well, they are, but again, you know, leave it up to Republicans to mess up a cup of coffee. I mean, you know, they're just inept in political acumen, basically. They have no clue what they're doing. Even when they're winning, they try to figure out a way to make themselves lose. And Democrats don't typically do that. So I think right now the American people are fed up with the Democratic Party. They can see, you know, these communists for what they are. They understand that there's no difference between the Democrats of 2019 and 2020 and, for instance, you know, the Leninists or the Bolsheviks or North Korea's regime.
It's a century apart, but it's the same group, isn't it?
It's the same exact group. I mean, they believe in the same things. They lie the same way. They deceive the voters in the same way. They promise the quote-unquote peasants everything. And then when they have them under their control, they do what all dictators do. They control with an iron fist. And if that means you get out of line, then you get a line and you suffer the most severe punishment possible.
Right.
And that's why we can't have Democrats in control of this country, because they would rule with an iron fist. They would remove our rights. And if they ever got a chance to remove our guns, they'd kill us. I mean, you know, I'm not being sensational here. I'm being truthful. If you look at history, every leftist that has taken guns away from their countrymen have killed them. So what would be the difference? The difference is that, thank God, we have a Second Amendment. It's a robust Second Amendment. Look what's going on in Virginia right now, where you now have 100 counties that have said, the hell with Virginia Democrats and their laws. We're not going to abide by them. As I've said many times, and Right Wing Watch actually just did a piece on me, the Second Amendment is infinite. It is infinite.
Right.
There is no law against the Second Amendment,
Right. Nor
can there ever be. And so
Right. I've
said this many times, and I'll say it again. We should ignore all gun control laws, all of them, every single one that's ever been passed.
If they take away your guns, they know the next thing is your carcass, you know, and your civil detention train and your shackles are going off. In other words, I remember the statement by Charlton Heston. He said, they'll take the gun from my cold, dead hand. In other words, they can get the bullet gun back one bullet at a time.
Right.
I tell people now, though, get a bullet-making machine, because don't assume that if the credit card companies and the governments and Democrats get together, they'll use Walmart or the credit card companies to destroy the sale of bullets, even if you have tons of guns right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
well. That's what the Department of Homeland Security did under Janet Napolitano. They bought up all the bullets. Remember, they bought up all the hollow point bullets,
Right. And
they bought ballistic tanks and things like that. Because at one point, I think Obama was preparing to go to war against the American people. Thankfully, he didn't, and things changed.
I think he had a reality check, realizing that if he did that, he would probably be strung up himself and end up executed.
Yeah, but you have to understand that the mentality of the Democrats running for president, they're murderers. They're murderers in intent. Now, I don't mean that they would physically act upon that, but their policies are murderous.
Yeah.
In other words, take from the rich, give to the poor, make everybody poor so that there is no more rich.
Right.
So therefore, you can take and seize all assets, and if you get a chance to take the guns, then you murder the people that don't go along with your regime. I mean, it's really that simple. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's not historically accurate here.
Right.
If they got an opportunity with the mindset of a Bernie Sanders, with the mindset of an Elizabeth Warren, with the mindset of even a Joe Biden, these people are psychotic, you know, bloodthirsty potential murderers. And we can't allow them to be in power. We just can't do it.
They're all bad. They're all bad. And now, here's an interesting thing that may happen. And I think if Trump has his way and some of the people around him, because I know McConnell is saying that he doesn't want to drag this out, but to be honest, I think dragging it out is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned this last time, that if they drag it out, the first thing is they're going to neutralize a lot of these senators and won't be able to campaign.
Exactly.
And they don't even need to drag it out the whole time, right up to the week of election, but they can drag it out to, say, the end of March. And by that time, it'll damage enough of the Democrats that there'll be no way that any of them are electable.
President Trump's goal should never be to get justice. President Trump's goal should be to get revenge.
Right.
Okay? That's really it. I mean, what he's had to endure for the past 3.5+ years, I want to see the Democrats get so obliterated and defeated so badly that if we're smart, we can use the rules of the Senate and engage in tactics that the left would be proud of. Because here's the bottom line, folks. You need to understand this. If, God forbid, the Senate was controlled by Democrats, this president would be removed from office. He would be the first president to be removed from office for never even committing a crime. His crime was the fact that he didn't go along with the globalists. His crime was the fact that he believed in an America first principle and policy and not the globalists and death for America. I mean, what's the difference between the Democrats of 2020 and Iran? They both are screaming the same thing, which is what? Death to America.
Right.
Now, maybe one of them isn't dressed up in, you know, in Islamic garb and chanting it, but they're still doing the same thing. They still have the same goal in mind, death to America, because their policies would end up creating that type of environment. It would end the stock market. It would end prosperity. It would end liberty. It would end freedom. This is not a choice between two competing ideas and parties anymore. This is a choice between life and death.
Right.
And we've got to make sure that American people understand that.
So we should call the Democrats the death party, in other words. Die, die, America, die.
Desecratic party. No, no question about it. That's who they are.
Yeah, the Desecratic, yeah. So now, on the other side, I want Trump to be upgraded in terms of his intel information. I'm sure if you get a chance to communicate with him, you can improve the quality of information he gets to choose from. Just like me and my cohorts, like John W. Spring and others, like Greg Ford, the intel agent, if we could give him some additional information, he'd make better choices. Some of the choices, I think, are pre-selected because the people around him are actually globalists, like the PNAC people and other people that want to manipulate him into making bad decisions, like he fired off missiles a year and a half ago against Syria. And they'd actually hidden the data. It came out under Fox News, under Tucker Carlson, just last week, that they knew this data right away, that there were no residues indicating that there were no chemical weapons that Bashar al-Assad used against his own people. But the white hats, the British white hat people, they're manipulating to try to make sure that we would attack Syria and attack Bashar al-Assad, were there. Now, I'm not saying Bashar al-Assad's perfect. He replaced his father, who was a maniac, and his older brother was an alcoholic. But the fact is, we tried to create a situation to break up his country, and we've succeeded to a great extent to chew a lot of the country away. It's, a lot of Syria is gone now. The territory that we gave over to the Turks, there's that area, was actually given to Syria Osama bin Laden. Saddam Hussein. And Saddam Hussein gave that so he had a corridor of territory that goes through to the Euphrates River. So what's going on is they're chewing up these countries and balkanizing, which is part of our PNAC plan. And unfortunately, Trump made a mistake of just pulling right out of the Kurds, and actually had to go back and put troops in there, because the real situation is we've abandoned Syria to the Russians and the Hezbollah and these other maniacs. And, they're now in the cup of Russia and Hezbollah, and this is very dangerous for Israel. Israel's danger has increased dramatically now since Trump did that.
Here's my thought on that. No one's going to mess with Israel, okay? Israel is one of the most...
Oh, I agree. I mean, if they do, they're stupid, aren't they?
And if Syria even, sneezes in the wrong direction, Israel's going to do what they need to do. So I'm not terribly worried.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm worried about, though. Although Israel will destroy any nations around, including even Russia and China, I'm concerned about a large percentage of the Israeli population will die if a war conflict starts. It's just like in America, if we start a big war with Russia or China, even if it's just a power outage, much of America is going to die, and it's not going to come back.
Right.
So
it'll
be a pyrrhic victory, in other words.
Yeah, what's that? War is war. And again, I don't foresee that happening here, and I don't see that happening in Israel. But the bottom line is Israel can take care of themselves. And with the Mossad and with the Israeli forces, they're keeping a good close eye on everybody around them, because they're surrounded
I fully support them going in and blasting the heck out of these launch sites that Hezbollah and the Iranians and Russians have their inside territory to strike Israel. Blast away, Israel. Get rid of them.
you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. Josh, you mentioned a couple of players out there that are involved with different things. One of the problems that I get a little upset about is that we're caught in this dialectic of left, right, but in actual fact, while the left and right are dialoguing and arguing and fighting, a lot of things are moving us toward the New World Order, toward the Matrix, the chipping of the population, the world ID. The drug cartels are still dumping enough carfentanil to kill all of us under so many months. You know, Trump is fixing some things, but really, to be honest, if I was advising him, I would have shut down this so-called coup a long time ago. I wouldn't tolerate to go this far. Right now, I think if Trump and his advisors decide to even have a short trial for a couple of months, it's going to completely paralyze the Democrats. Now, I want Trump to get better advice in terms of the Russian missile crisis, the Russian nukes, the drug cartel, and the real issue with the budget, because the banks are still driving everything. And they're driving us over a cliff, which was never fixed after 2008. So what I'm worried about is, although Trump is very smart, some of the advisors are advising are pretty damn dumb or evil. And that's not good, is it?
No, it's not. But again, you know, every time we underestimate President Trump, he always comes through and passes every test with flying colors. So keeping that in mind, I don't think in the end he's really going to do anything that's going to jeopardize certainly his victory for 2020, but the country as, you know, a whole. You have to understand that every decision that he makes, he is thinking what's best for the American people. He's not thinking what's best for him. He's not thinking what's best for the lobbyists. He's not thinking what's best for the globalists.
Yeah, you can see that's one thing you'd see consistently about him. But the thing is, even if his data analysis isn't exactly right, for example, we talked about this with Greg Ford. We don't have cyber protection of our internet or satellite-based systems to protect us. But he has done one good thing. He set up Space Force, which is to protect near space, which is our satellites, for communication and military, for if we ever have to engage in nuclear war. And just general communications. The financial system is based on satellites now. He has not got missile defense. Now, I don't know if they're going to pour a lot more money into this, but no one's ever he hasn't talked publicly about the fact that if we ever engage even a small country with a few nukes that can knock out our power grid, we don't have protection for that yet. Now, maybe he doesn't want to bring up that issue, but the fact is that I don't want him to be off on a tangent or directed by his people around him to not listen. I think that Trump may be well-intentioned, but he doesn't have all the complete amount of data he needs in order to do his job the best. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, he's got an intelligence community, at least he did, maybe not now, but he did have an intelligence committee that he couldn't trust. He had an intelligence committee that was working for the enemies of the United States.
Exactly.
He had an intelligence community that was trying to set him up and trap him and spy on him and literally giving our enemies intel and information.
Exactly.
Our own country. These people committed treason, and I know Right Wing Watch loves the T word every time I use it, but what do you call trying to overthrow a duly elected president?
Right.
I call that U.S. Code 182381.
Right. Exactly.
So, you know, I think that the worst thing that Nancy did was listen to the left-wing base and basically be coerced and pushed into doing impeachment. I mean, think about it. Nancy Pelosi is basically like a scared little three-year-old child that's on a diving board for the first time at a community pool, and she's got a bunch of bullies behind her going, come on, you can't walk back, you can't get down the ladder, what are you, chicken? Keep going, just jump in.
Right.
And that's what's happening. And so she jumped in, and now she's drowning, and now the fact that she won't give the articles of impeachment, the American people now really, I mean, if they didn't see the charade before, now they really see the charade. Because now they're saying, well, okay, well, if you thought so strongly about impeaching the president because he did something wrong, then why aren't you giving the articles of impeachment? You have no control. You have no say, okay? You can't tell Mitch McConnell or anybody else how to conduct a Senate trial. You can't. You might as well just sit down and shut up, okay? Because you can't do anything. You have no power. You have no leverage. None whatsoever. So, again, if you thought that you had a strong enough case, which you know you didn't, then you wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Exactly.
What would you have been doing instead?
You see, I don't understand how incompetent she is. I really do believe that she's got pre-dementia. I mean, you see her, when she gets lost in a discussion, she starts jabbering. I'm thinking, it's like a Biden all over again. She's like the female version of Biden. And then Biden gets real aggressive, like, Biden, you don't look like you do a push-up game against this fatter guy and older guy than you. Why do you act like that, like you're some aggressive, you know, 30-year-old male, when you're, you know, pushing, you know, you're heading toward 80? It's like, it's crazy, isn't it? Behavior.
Yeah.
It now, really the is. Problem is, I just want to see the Democrats, if they want to win, they would stop trying the impeachment. They start figuring out plans that are reasonable, affordable, and are going to work. For example, fix Obamacare. Take out the parts. In fact, recently they just struck down the, because they removed the tax thing, the Supreme Court just removed the tax, it removed the actual strut that holds up the Obamacare. It's gone now. That just happened this week. Do you have any comment on that? Because this is a big deal. And if the Democrats had any clues, they'd actually fix the health care system that's reasonable and affordable rather than going nuts and trying to put in a $52 trillion plan, which even, you know, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders have removed themselves from being viable candidates. And Biden's not winning because he's wonderful. It's because he's even slightly more moderate than these morons, isn't he?
No, he's not
that's
moderate
it.
At all.
I know, but that's the game people think
because
that because
the other ones have proven to be so outside the mainstream and so crazy that he looks moderate, but he's not.
Yeah, but he's not moderate. I know that, but that's
anybody
the see
that
people
would serve with Barack Obama for 8 years is no moderate.
I know that, but the point is that people perceive that because Democrats are easily lied to themselves that think he's going to do something that's not socialist, communist, or as bad as all the other people supporting abortion up to the moment of delivery and even infanticide, or that health care will be cheapened, slow as hell, and will kill seniors and elderly and not provide even a way of new care. People don't get
right.
that, and also bankrupt the country. I mean, people don't get it. You need to fix the system first before you give it to everybody. I do believe that everybody should have health care access, affordable, etc., but shouldn't have top-down damn government control. I don't want to see a system like Canada where, you know, with America, they'd force vaccinate people. They'd make sure you couldn't even go to a federal building if you didn't do this and that. I mean, you know, people don't realize that if you take the totalitarianness of America and you add it to, say, the Democrats or Republicans trying to put in...
The only thing I disagree with is I don't believe that it's every American's right to health insurance. I believe it's every American's right to be able to seek affordable health insurance.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a constitutional right.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's what I'm trying to say. In other words, I want it to be affordable. And see, we can make it the option affordability so people can make the decision to do that. And the thing is, people have to take personal responsibility. If you give somebody something free, they're not going to either use it properly, whether it's vitamin pills like our NutriMeds, or do treatment or go to get a fitness test and start doing aerobics. They're not, okay? So the idea you can make a nanny state that's going to make people diaper them and kind of take care of them is silly, isn't it?
Yeah,
it has to be a certain level of personal responsibility, right?
Yep.
But you see, the Democrats want to create a diaper state, I call it. Do you like that, a diaper state? Where they diaper the public, and then when the public complains, they pull away the rights that they gave them temporarily. Scary stuff, isn't it? So, Josh, your comments about where do you think this is going now with the last couple of elements that are going to move into 2020? Because I have a feeling that in another week when Nancy and the Democrats come back, I don't think they're going to put the articles of impeachment forward because it's going to blow up in their face, isn't it?
It could. Yeah, absolutely. I think more than anything else, whether you like Trump or not, you don't have a choice because if you love America, then you have to vote.
Well, I know that. I support Trump. I gave him some more money.
Yeah.
But the thing is I still want him to talk to him because...
This is a message we have to portray to people that are either on the fence or in the middle or whatever. We have to paint the most bravest picture possible because without Trump, it's not painting a picture. It's actually reality.
Termination.
These people will do things to this country that we couldn't even fathom.
Oh, yeah. I agree. In fact, with all his warts and everything, if Trump doesn't get in, we're doomed, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. It would.
You have half a chance if Trump gets in. You have no chance at all if the damn Democrats get in, the demon rats.
It would be a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
It would be an
it would be
nightmare.
Like, how soon can we leave the country, dear? It'll be that bad.
Yeah.
It'll be like the Third Reich on steroids, or the rise of the Soviet Union under Vladimir Lenin. It'll be horrific.
It would be horrible.
And if you're a Jewish rabbi, or if you're a Christian, Russian Orthodox Church leader, you're the first to be executed, or an author or a comedian. First to be executed, right?
Could be, yeah. Well, they always do what? The lawyers, they do the artists, they do the musicians, they do the actors. Anyone that has influence and power gets murdered first because, you have power and influence. So people that can change people's hearts and minds with truth and facts, well, they're certainly not going to be ones that they want to hang around very long.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny, but not funny, is it?
Yeah, it's definitely not a funny thing. There's no question.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. It's because people say, well, that can't be. I said, well, unfortunately, that's the truth. And although we see, I call incompetence on both sides, the incompetence and evil on the Democratic side isn't even shielded or held back. I mean, it's so obvious how crazy they are. When you heard, for example, Pete Buttigieg, this maniac, making statements, he's going to give reparations for illegals. I'm thinking, reparations for illegals? What do you mean reparations? And then speed their citizenship.
Yeah, the guy's insane.
I was like, where does this guy get this crazy stuff? Or Warren wants to have reparations for people that are, I don't persecute people that are trans or gay or whatever, but reparations for people that are trans and gay, you've got to be kidding. Who's going to pay for that? The rest of us? Why? Why do I have to pay for reparations? It wasn't me, for example, or somebody 200 years ago, but reparations.
Right.
I don't persecute people that are gay and trans. In fact, I take care of them. I don't believe in persecuting or killing like the damn Muslims, but I don't believe in the reparations. That's nuts, isn't it? But where do these politicians
come? Absolutely.
Why do they think they're going to gain any traction when they do that kind of stuff?
What it is. It's just pandering.
Yeah. Yeah, because I honestly think
it's
the Democrats...
It's not only is it pandering, it's an embarrassment.
It's an international embarrassment, even to America or the world.
It's an embarrassment, is what it
right.
is.
Yeah. Well, I think, here's what I think in 2020.
Many African-Americans, they don't want to be pandered to.
No, they're getting much more wise. They're now up to 34% plus. It's probably more than that. But a lot of the Democrats that are black actually don't want to fully report how many more. My guess is the number is probably double that. So more like 70% of blacks are leaning toward Trump now. But here's what I want to see with Trump. I want to see Trump, number one, shut down China without allowing them to hack into our corporations and steal our stuff. I want them to finalize a treaty. I want them to get the Chinese nukes out of those South China Sea islands. I want the Russian nukes out of all four countries. Iran, North Korea, Venezuela, Nicaragua. You want to be in this G8? Russia starts smartening up, okay? I want people to realize that what's going on, even with the massive immigration, look at Turkey. These Turks maniacs wanted to get nuclear weapons from Trump just a few weeks ago. I mean, dealing with Erdogan is not really funny, is it? And Erdogan is now making arrangements, although he's part of NATO, with Russia for weapons and doing treaties with Iran.
No, absolutely.
And sir, that's... Why are they still in NATO? Why? Tell us why. Why is Turkey still in NATO, right? Bizarre, isn't it? What do you think?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Russia is obviously anti-NATO. They've been anti-NATO. And,
right.
You know, NATO is another globalist organization, let's face it.
Right. Right.
And, you know, they have this whole... I mean, NATO is almost like a military European Union, basically.
Exactly.
And so these NATO countries are what? They're never supposed to attack each other. They're supposed to be collective when it comes to defense. But why? What's the point of being part of NATO? I think we should be not part of anything. We should take care of ourselves, let the rest of the world fend for themselves.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And do we have Jonathan ready? Perfect. Hello, Jonathan. It's wonderful to have you on. And, of course, we'll have you back on Thursday to do more Christmas, New Year's spiritual message to our people. Yep, and we are on back on. I didn't hear the bumper. Jonathan, we are going to have you back on this coming Thursday for the third hour rather than last week because of personal issues. You weren't able to make it. I'd like you to give a Christmas message because the real birth date of Jesus was probably the Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot. And as you listen to the scriptures, we went over those with Pastor Carl Gallops here on Thursday the 19th, which we're going to replay that show. The last show we did was a few weeks ago. We did some really cool things on covering some historical and archaeological facts about the Bible and about the coming of the kingdom. Can you kind of extend on that over the Christmas holiday? Because at least it's the time of the year where we can talk about Yeshua Jesus, and then we can talk about God's plan for mankind. You've got about a 15-minute segment today and, of course, a full hour on Thursday. Can you give us some more details of what you think people should know as they go into the season and start meeting relatives and thinking about God and about eternity rather than just the temporality of our world right now?
Yes, well, it's a refreshing change to put our minds onto something worthwhile instead of the problems in the world.
Right.
Our biggest problem is not other people. Our biggest problem is the fact of the virus of sin, which has taken over the world, and our world, you might say, has been hijacked. And we have acquiesced in it, and we've all gone that way. And we need rescue. We can't help ourselves. And
right.
That was the very purpose of our Creator in sending Jesus down here to earth, becoming man, God becoming man,
right,
and living as a man, showing us how to live, showing us the love that God has for us, and inviting us to take part of it freely. But we have to bring our lives into harmony with his beautiful life where he set us an example. Otherwise, he can't trust us to be in his coming kingdom.
Exactly.
And that is the message. He took our place. He suffered the penalty for the sin. He wants us to accept that as a gift and to demonstrate our acceptance by the way we live. And that's why the Ten Commandments were given. They're a summarization of love to God and love to our fellow man. And if everybody would put that into their hearts, there'd be no troubles, no more wars.
Wow. That's a very good approach toward it. It's really, people don't take God's perspective. You see, God is the only source of good. I try to use the analogy that do God, which means you have a prayer life with God, and you communicate with him by reading the Bible and then talking to other Christians and getting books like yours over at beforeus.com that gives you the spiritual connection to the historical and archaeological facts about the nature of God's interpretation of reality. The best way to think of the realms of creation are, number one, the realm in which God is. Think of God as being the infinite dreamer. Where God exists, there's no past or future, but he knows everything, is everywhere, and is omniscient and omnipresent. And in a sense, he dreams into a conscious reality of spirits or souls. And then that world of negentropy takes the world of energy and mass and actually creates order of the chaos of our world of the third realm. So in a sense, we're basically in a holographic projection of the intention fields of consciousness of the spirit beings in the higher realm. And ultimately, God's eternity coexists with all those things at the same time. So what God is basically saying to you, you can start having an eternal relationship with me today while you're still alive. And if you do, you're my child or my son or my daughter. And if we move into that position, we don't have to be perfect. God perfects us. We don't perfect ourselves by doing good works. He perfects us by telling us to do what we do. When we do his will, he blesses us with hope and faith. And like Jesus said, you know, will there be faith when I return? The real issue is, will the people be doing my will and my works to create a better world, or will they all have their own version of what they think is good, which ultimately comes in conflict, right?
Absolutely.
So if it's God's will, it will never be in conflict because it's always his will that's manifest, not ours.
Our will without God actually is rebellion.
Right.
We're like
exactly.
a rebellious child who wants his own way, and we act impatiently, and we don't take notice of our parent, who's our creator.
Right. It's amazing, isn't it?
And little children have not sinned when they're born, but they learn very quickly to do wrong and not to do right. That's why parents have to train them to do right. You never train them to do wrong. It comes naturally to them.
Right. What I find kind of remarkable to me is how we don't grasp this, that the way to teach people to do right is to start having a prayer life, because I think inside, just like the high priest when they go into Holy of Holies, we have a yes-no stone, a Urim and Thummim stone in our soul that says yes or no. At the very least, then we may get dreams and visions, like God said, at the time of the end, he's not going to pour out just in a small apostolic group, but in all of his believers, dreams, visions, etc., and words of knowledge. And I think we're at that time now. I believe 2020 is a time when the book of Revelation means a world of apocalypse. We're unveiling. The unveiling, actually, I think, is going to come into full force next year. Because next year they're planning on a world ID. They're planning on starting to chipping the population. They're starting to introduce the Matrix. And you can see with the battle over Donald Trump now, Trump is both good and evil. He's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. He's doing a lot of good things. But because he's not led by God, and people need to grasp this, Satan and his people or his minions, 90% plus of what they do looks, tastes, and smells good. So you don't know, unless you know the intentions of his heart, you don't know if he's doing it in God's will or his will. And what you want to do is you want to witness to him and pray for him, because if Donald Trump goes down the wrong pathway, he's going to lead America into destruction, isn't he?
Oh, yes. And it's very interesting that there are cycles already to burst.
Right.
The world's leading economists are saying that in the latter half of 2020, we should see the breaking out of a tremendous financial collapse and in America, which will be extended rapidly worldwide.
Right.
And that this will be the greatest time of financial trouble the world has ever seen. And
right.
That does remind me of the prophecies in three parts of the Bible, that they're in the book of Joel, the book of Daniel, and in Matthew, that just before the return of Jesus, Yeshua, the worst time of trouble the world has ever seen is going to burst upon mankind. And economists, you don't have to be Christians to listen to them. Economists are saying virtually the same thing with almost the same timing.
Right. Yeah, honestly, I think that the financial collapse is tied because people don't understand this, and God revealed this to me supernaturally, and then later I worked there, that the mark of the beast is not coming from New Zealand or Australia or Britain or Russia or China or Brussels. It's coming from the United States.
That's
right. We launched the Space Force this last week here with Donald Trump, the first time since we lost a major military branch like the Air Force 70 years ago. But people need to understand that America is pressing in control of cyberspace, space around the planet. In fact, when we went to Denver International Airport, they actually have a symbological symbol there about pressing it in all four realms, including space. In fact, the World Spaceport is at DIA. Did you know that? World Spaceport. Now, people need to understand why is Colorado so important. It's because the center of the entire control matrix for the Mark of the Beast. And there are sites in other parts of the world, but so while Donald Trump is doing what appears to be good in everybody's eyes, and he's kind of deceiving people, what people don't understand here is what's happening is things are moving toward a catastrophe where everybody's going to be in cyberspace, and if they press Alt-Delete, all your money and all your wealth and all your autonomy goes down the toilet. That's the system.
It's very interesting that the White House is permeated with Jesuits.
Right.
They're the soldiers of the Vatican.
Right. And I want you to expand on that, because the Jesuits were the ones that set up the Soviet Empire with the help of the British and the MI6 and so on, with the Jesuits controlling and managing Vladimir Lenin. The same Jesuits all around Donald Trump, aren't they? Can you give some highlights and names? Go ahead.
Yes. Well, for the first time in history, we have a Jesuit Pope. All placed in readiness for the events that they're planning.
Right.
And his beautiful smile. I mean, a lady said to me, "Oh, he must be a nice man, because look at his beautiful smile." Well, goodness me, the devil smiles greatly when he traps somebody.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And the Vatican is behind the big world moves of the New World Order, and they plan to rule the world, but for a very short time they will be close to it, and they will be destroyed by the return of Jesus to this earth. That's prophecy.
Right. Yeah, and the reason why people have to understand that is that God's going to terminate it, not man. But men are going to repent of it. You see, what people have to understand is you don't take away your own sins. You turn to God, and He takes away those sins. He starts
that
to correct
right.
your life.
That is right. Only He can do that.
In fact, I'll tell you, I make it this simple. If you steal a cookie when you're five, only God can take away the sin of that stolen cookie. So when people think their good works take away sin, they're fools. Whether it's the Jesuits or the Pope and the Vatican, they literally have a golden chapel in the Vatican worshiping Lucifer because they worship the powers of good and evil. They don't just worship the power of good doing God's will. They worship the power of evil too, don't they?
Oh, that's right. And the scripture foretold that the dragon, that's Satan himself, would give the papacy its power and seat and great authority, and the whole world would wonder after that power.
Right. It's hard to believe that people...
The day that is now taking place.
It's hard to believe that people don't grasp that, isn't it?
Well, yes. I think we have mindsets, and we don't like to give up ideas that are entrenched in our mind, but the truth is so clear. You don't have to twist anything to see it. It is absolutely clear. Biblical events are now coming true. Prophecy is becoming history in our day.
Right. Wow. So what do you think is going to happen? Do you think that... here's what I think. I believe in an apocalypse, and this is what my gut feeling. Number one, our show and our media, which is expanding your ministry and allowing you to get a lot more people exposed to your books on BeforeUs.com, right? It's BeforeUs.com, isn't it?
Yes, BeforeUs.com.
Yeah. And your archaeological stuff. And our other co-hosts that are all Christians, they're all co-Christians, like, John W. Spring, Richard Arnold, Pastor Carl Gallups, Greg Ford, Susan Lindauer. In fact, Susan said to me, she's a CIA agent who was renditioned before 9/11 in May because she knew it was coming. They put her into a prison because she knew 9/11 was going to be an inside job. And she's written her book, Extreme Prejudice. What people need to understand is this coming year, pray for it, people, is the apocalypse. The unveiling of all this evil is going to come to the open thing, including what's going on with Donald J. Trump. We've got to pray for the man, that we get through to this man, because he's doing what is good in his own eyes, and many people are being deceived by it, aren't they?
We want
to make sure that Donald Trump does God's will, not the will of a higher level Jesuit Masonic cabal. How's that?
Absolutely.
So Merry Christmas, Donald, and your family. May you turn to the Lord before the day of judgment comes on America and you and your family in the world. Thank you, Jonathan. We will be back again on Thursday, right after Christmas.
But God bless you, Dr. Bill, and all listeners.
Yeah.